Finally today, when you think of Nashville, you probably think of country music. Soul and jazz, not so much. But our next guest shows us maybe we should think again.
A song. I'm told can be both hot and cold.
That's the voice of Candace Springs. As you can hear, Springs owns that warm classic jazz sound. But in her latest album, Indigo, she adds some fresh contemporary flavors.
Still awake, and I'm feeling your sky start to fade.
When Candace Springs came into our studios recently, she told me about the guidance she got from her musician father, Scat Springs.
He gave me a Nora Jones CD, a Roberta Flack CD, and a Nina Simone CD back in the day. And those are my girls right there. And I listened to them. And I was like, who is this girl? Like, that's Nina Simone, baby. Because she has such a raw tone. I was like, so drawn to her and the way she played the piano. She played classical and jazz to rock. And, you know, when you hear her, you know it's her. So that drew me in. I started developing my own sound based off the influences that he gave me.
But growing up in Nashville, though, did you feel, I don't know, did you ever feel kind of odd woman out? Because of you love and then what is, you know, all around you in the musical environment. Did you ever feel like odd woman out musically?
All the time, yep. Still do, kind of, but I've made my place in what I do now. But, you know, it's mostly like rock, country, Americana. And here I come playing like these cluster jazz chords or classical. And you come in, who's this girl? You know? Again, they'd be like, who are you? Why are you here? Well, you're not in New York or something like that. And eventually I did end up moving to New York later. And that was a good move to get me to where I am now.
But you're still in Nashville. Yeah,
I'm still in Nashville. That's my hometown, girl. My whole family's there. See, I got country. I got my sweet tea. Got to get my sweet tea. Hey, hey. But put the soul on it, too.
See, I'm feeling now you want to sing. So let's just do that. So let's hear some.
Hey.
So let's hear something from the new album, Indigo. I want to mention you're here in studio. You're going to be playing piano, but why don't you introduce us to the folks who are going to be playing with you?
I would love to. On my bass player, his name is Chris Gaskell. And Connor Parks on the drums.
So I think that you would like to play Fix Me first.
We can do
right?
That.
Right? Okay.
Sounds good.
So let's play Fix Me and then we'll talk about it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. I got a problem. I can let it go. Every time I walk away, I'm running back for more. I need a refill, just another hit. Seems the more I drink of you, the thirstier I get. Knowing that I can quit you, I can't even lie. Caught up in this riptide, ripping me up inside. Wonder if I'm crazy, you're the drug I'm craving. I'm intoxicated, faded, and I'm so high. I could touch the whole sky. What a baby death cry. Killing me so slowly. Only you can fix me, fix me, fix me, fix me. Only you can fix me, fix me, fix me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 4 in the morning. Can get you out of my brain. I can't sleep, I'm in too deep. The sweetest kind of pain. I got it bad now. I got a case of you. I can't quit you, I can't handle the thing that we're gonna do. But I can quit you, I can't even lie. Cause in this riptide, wonder if I'm crazy. You're the drug I'm craving. There ain't no explaining. I'm intoxicated, faded, and I'm so high. I could touch the whole sky. When I'm with you, just cry. Killing me so slowly. Only you can
Okay, so many things to talk about here. First of all, tell me about the song. Like, what? How did it come to you?
First off, I love classical piano.
We can hear.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Chopin is one of my favorite composers. And this piece is Prelude in E minor, number 4. And we were just hanging out in the studio one day, and my producers and managers, they're like, hey, let's write a song over that. And we put a dope hip-hop beat over it, and it kind of turned into what it is now. So it's kind of a provocative song, almost like you're addicted to somebody, like you can't get enough of that person.
It is, but it also has like a gospel, because you know there's a famous hymn, Fix Me Jesus, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
and so it has a little sense of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was hearing in the lyric, you know, When I Miss You, Doves Cry, which made me think of Prince.
The purple one.
Yeah. Right?
And that was definitely a nod.
Was it a nod to him? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I understood that he took an interest in your career. Did you ever get a chance to work with him or play with him?
Yeah, actually, man, the best thing ever, he hit us up and wanted me to close his show at the Purple Rain 30th anniversary in 2014. I had just posted a video of my Sam Smith Stay With Me on YouTube. After I know, he's like, who are you? You're so beautiful. I want to make music with you. So next thing I know, I'm on a plane flying out there to Paisley Park in Minneapolis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from him?
One of the best things he taught me, and same thing my dad, too. Between him and my dad, they were like huge mentors growing up, you know, was to be who you are. And I really took that to heart. And one thing he'd always say is, like, don't let the music cover up your voice too much, because it's all about tone and texture. And I'm sure you could do all the riffs and stuff in the world or have all the coolest sounds, but when you can just hold it down like Roberta Flack. He's like, you could be the Roberta Flack of your lifetime if you wanted.
You know, speaking of being true to yourself, I was looking at the video for the new single, Don't Need the Real Thing. You're driving in a car. I think it's a woman who is playing your love interest. I was just curious about that choice. Is that a big statement? Are you making a big statement? Or is it just like that's who was available that day? Or like her hair was cute or whatever? Like, what?
We actually knew her pretty well, and she was down to do the shoot with us. So we got her, and I had my 65 Mustang, and yes, I currently have a girlfriend. And if anything, I want to like open up that world for other people that may be, you know, trapped and are afraid to come out. Be who you are. Check this video out. It's okay. Love who you love. It's a human being. So love that person for who they are.
Speaking of the car, okay, excuse me. Excuse me. What is that fabulous car?
That one was a 65 Mustang.
And I understand, was that your car?
That was my car, yep. And
word is that
others.
You are, in fact, a legit gearhead, and that you really do restore cars, and that you actually do the work yourself.
I do.
So if the singing thing doesn't work out, there's like a whole other side to Candace Springs. Okay, well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Just what an interesting time in your life.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you having us here with you. We're very grateful.
What would you like to go out on?
I think we're going to do Breakdown.
Okay. That is Candace Springs talking to us about her latest album, Indigo. And we're going to hear Breakdown. Candace Springs, thank you so much for talking with us. Thank you all so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Don't you break down. Don't you break down on me. If it's my turn to suffer, if it's my time to pay more than any other, you're my saving grace. Whatever it is. Do this, I'ma need you now, I'ma need you now, I'ma need you now, baby. Cause if I fall, if I break, you don't even know the mistake.
If you would like to hear more of Candace Springs, she performed a cover of Roberta Flack's The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and you can hear it at npr.org.